Ended up getting involved in a large student strike at the university, the Columbia student strike in 1968, which started on April 23rd, which was 2 weeks after Martin Luther King was assassinated.
That's Democracy Now!'s Juan Gonzalez speaking to a small crowd at the Soda Center at St. Mary's College of California.
Back in 1968, 70% of the people in America had a negative view of Martin Luther King. He was seen as a divisive and a problematic figure.
After MLK's death, Gonzalez recalls riots erupting in 100 cities across the country. The army was called in to intervene. People stood in lines to buy guns and brace themselves for a civil war, as the Vietnam War was already underway.
If you were a young person attending college in 1968, the last thing on your mind was, what kind of job am I going to get when I graduate? What everyone was worrying about was, will the country survive? Will we go to war against each other?
Well, Gonzalez says it's a different atmosphere in that we're not experiencing a civil war today. He recognizes that it is a time of deep frustration and confusion for people. This is why he says it's more important now than ever to take action.
Whether it's the Black Lives Matter movement or the Dreamers or the Fight for 15 or the movement to save the planet or equal rights for lesbian, gay and transgender community, we have got to get involved and we've got to figure out what it is that we can do. First of all, to get people to talk in a humane and intelligent manner about the problems. Not to yell and scream, not to attack each other, but to try to understand how we can improve the country and achieve social justice. But at the same time, to not back down.
Students, faculty, and alums say they're inspired to stay active and thoughtful.
I think just change the conversation a little bit more and try to come to more of a civil agreement than an argument.
And how might you change the conversation?
I think just trying to listen, but also not backing down.
I think that when you are having the conversation, you need to make sure you're talking about it correctly and factually instead of just spitting out opinions. And I think once the facts come in, that's actually when change will happen.
Encouraging students to think more broadly than what they might be getting in whatever form of news they're accessing, which in my classes is often referenced as Facebook.
I currently work in immigration, and so I have more of a micro view where I'm working one-on-one with people, but obviously there needs to be bigger changes when it comes to immigration, and while maybe I can help one person apply for their green card, there's so many other people due to our current laws and systems I can't help. He, at the end of his speech, he challenged us, called us, to be active, to stand up, and to make our voices heard and to make a change. And so that's something that I try to do daily, but definitely can step up and make my voice heard louder and fight for bigger change.
I'm Sharon Sabota, and I'm the producer of this report.